Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning, good mayid. Today is Chai Nisan, Yud Ches Nisan, the 18th day of Nisan. Moadim l'simcha, chagim uzmanim l'sason. We are continuing in the chapter of 41. And yesterday we spoke about in the Tanya, where in the morning when we wake up, right away before we begin studying Torah, or before we pray, we should contemplate that you're about to do something for Hashem. It's not doing something for ourselves, we're doing something for God. And we have to think that I am giving my heart and soul to God with the act that I'm about to do. That was yesterday's Tanya portion. In today's Tanya portion, the Alter Rebbe continues this theme. And the Alter Rebbe talks about Mesiras Nefesh. Why am I doing something for God? For self-sacrificial reasons. And let's see what the Alter Rebbe says over here, a beautiful Tanya. Again, it's chapter 41 in the center of chapter 41 for today. V'hine kol kavanasei b'mesiras nafshei la'Hashem, all types of self-sacrifice for God, al yedei ha'teira v'yatfila, through Torah study or through prayer. Why do we do this? L'ha'lois nitzitz elikus shebeseicha limekeirei. In order to elevate the spark of godliness, which is inside of us, in order to bring it back to its source, up in the spiritual abode. Tehei, that this should be, Rakidei la'aseis nachas ruach lefanav. Why am I doing this? So I could give nachas ruach, real pleasure and joy, to our Father in heaven, Avinu of Arachamon, our compassionate Father in heaven, which is God. God is the Father of each and every one of us. We are the children, and God is our Father. So this is Nachas Ruach Lefanav Yisbarech, the Alter Rebbe says, real Nachas for Hashem. Kimashol Simchas HaMelech, just like the parable which the Alter Rebbe spoke about in chapter 31, 10 chapters ago, the famous parable of a son that gets lost or goes wayward and then returns to his father, the king. This joy that the king gets by seeing the return of his son is an incredible joy. It brings real pleasure to the Father, the King. So too is it when we go wayward or astray. Our Father in heaven, Hashem, gets a lot of nachas from us when we return. The same type of returning, the same type of nachas. That's the mashal that the Alter Rebbe brings over here, that he brought about in 10 chapters before, in chapter Lamed Aleph 31. Like the joy of a king when his only son returns to him after having been released from captivity or imprisonment or what have you, whether he returns from captivity or imprisonment, as has been explained earlier. So this is incredible nachas, and this is incredible joy. So now the Alter Rebbe is going to say, okay, so we have that potential, but weren't we born with that potential? Why do we have to go the extra mile to try to get that potential of self-sacrifice, of connection to God? It's already innately inside of us. That's what the Alter Rebbe continues here in this chapter and says. Hine kavana zoihi amitas be'emes la'amita legamri. Now this intent, this connection is genuinely and truly and completely sincere. B'chol nefesh mi'Yisrael, in every single Jew, it's innately inside of us. We were born with this. B'chol eis o b'chol shah, at every single moment and every single hour. How? May ava hativi shehi Yerushalanu may aveseinu. From the incredible, innate, natural love, which is an inheritance, which is bequeathed to every single one of us by our ancestors, by our forefathers. So if we already have this, why do we have to go the extra mile? So the Alter Rebbe continues and says here, concluding today's Tanya, that nevertheless, Rak, shetzarich likboya itim lihisboinein bigdulas Hashem. Nevertheless, even though we have this innately inside of us, one needs to establish set periods of time to reflect on the greatness of Hashem, lehasig dechilu urechimu sichliim, in order to attain the intellectual and the fear and love which is intellectually inside of us, that is generated by Ahava and Yira, love and fear of Hashem. So the more we contemplate about it, the more we think about it, the more we meditate on it, this gives us opportune times to do so, even though it's intrinsically inside of us. V'chulai hai, v'ulai v'chulu. And with all of that, perhaps we will be able to succeed in attaining this incredible fear and love, kanisker le'el, as has been stated previously. So therefore, just to conclude, although we were born with this incredible love and fear of God already, and the spark of God inside of us, and the way that we could connect to God every moment and every hour, we still have to set aside times, the Alter Rebbe says in today's Tanya, to contemplate, to meditate, and to think about this incredible connection that we are privileged to have, the connection between father and children, us and Hashem. And when we do so, we will truly be able to have the incredible love and fear of God in an otherworldly way. Thank you.